Where in the Bible will I find the forgiveness of sin under the law of Moses? Hello everyone, I'm Jim Dearman, and for the answer to that question, we go to the Word of God. The Hebrews writer wrote, "For there is verily a disannulling of the commandment going before, for the weakness and unprofitableness thereof. For the law made nothing perfect, but the bringing in of a better hope did, by the which we draw nigh unto God." Hebrews 7:19. Then in Romans 3:20, Paul writes, "Therefore by the deeds of the law there shall no flesh be justified in his sight, for by the law is the knowledge of sin." Again, in Hebrews 9:22, "And almost all things are by the law purged with blood, and without shedding of blood is no remission." But to this was added Hebrews 10:4, "For it is not possible that the blood of bulls and of goats should take away sins." And in Hebrews 10, verse 3, "But in those sacrifices there is a remembrance again made of sins every year." Now, when Christ came, a difference was made. He came to put away sin by the sacrifice of himself. So Christ was once offered to bear the sins of many. "And unto them that look for him shall he appear the second time without sin unto salvation." Hebrews 9:26 and 28. It is only through Jesus Christ, and not the law of Moses, that all men must be saved. Hebrews 9:15-17. There could be no absolute salvation offered until Christ died on Calvary. And then his blood flowed to take care of the sins of those who had lived faithfully to God under former dispensations, and it flows to take care of those who will come to God through Christ now, under this last dispensation, Christianity, the last age of time. Now, Jesus, using the opportunity to demonstrate his power as the Son of God, forgave the sins and healed the man of palsy in Mark 2:10, while he was on earth, yes, but that was not forgiveness under the law of the gospel, but it was God's Son manifesting God's power, and it was done to confirm God's word. Mark 16, verse 20. Today, in this, as we said, the last dispensation of time, the Christian age, men are saved only in accordance with God's plainly stated terms of salvation as recorded in the gospel. Believe his word, repent of all sins, confess Jesus as the Christ, the Son of God, and be immersed in water for the remission of sins. And then, having been added to the Lord's church, live a faithful Christian life.